Alrighty, so welcome to our first episode of the Wyvern Rundown. We welcome you as our host, Christina Liu and
Emma Henry.
We're so happy to be here today to bring you outstanding, entertaining content. And here's Emma trying to explain to you what this really is.
Yeah, so we'll have a multi-episode series going on, and every episode you'll be listening to two different hosts. So for our pilot episode, you have Christina Liu and myself, Emma Henry. And today, our goal is to entertain you guys. So whether, you know, you're sitting at home procrastinating doing your homework, whether you're on 84 cursing Connecticut's poor infrastructure, or whether you're just, you know, hanging out and maybe you have a massive crush on Christina Liu and you just want 20 minutes of her voice. I mean, I don't judge. But today, we're just trying to entertain you guys.
So let's start. So our first segment is the bruh moment of the week. So Emma, what is your bruh moment of the week?
I'm gonna be honest, I had a major bruh moment this Sunday. So my friend and I, since September, have been planning the party that we're gonna throw when we hit 420 messages on our iMessage stream.
Right.
And I was texting her so many photos that I realized we had missed it. And when I went back and checked which photo was the 420th, it was possibly the lamest photo I could have ever received. It was a Pinterest photo of a hairstyle for the junior prom.
Wow. Who was that hairstyle for?
It was for myself. And I'm not going to lie. I was really disappointed in us. And I was ready to come into school and rant about it.
Uh-huh.
And then I realized we didn't even have advisory group. So we had assembly. So I didn't even have time to rant about my bruh moment of the week while the person I had received the lame text from was present. So yeah,
you're doing
big
here.
Mad.
Awesome. Well, my bro moment of the week was actually today at lunch. It was burrito day. I don't know if you're going to remember this, but burrito day. So my friend had finished eating her burrito, and like she was behind me, and I was feeling her hand. And she plays tennis, right? So I'm like, wow, your calluses. It wasn't calluses. It was burrito dust. So I just had all this residue of burrito dust left on my hands while I thought it was a callus. And I felt really bruh in that moment. Okay, but what's your most embarrassing moment at KO?
My most embarrassing moment at KO. I'm going to hand this one to you, Christina. What is your most embarrassing moment at KO?
So my most embarrassing moment at KO is when Dr. Briggs was still here. And I was in his class, you know, getting up to get some candy. And I was wearing Birkenstocks, you know, Birkenstocks. Perfect shoes, perfect fit, everything. But as I was taking a step, it made a fart sound. All y'all girls out there who wore Birkenstocks, you know the fart sound. It's when, like, your foot is supposed to fit in the shoe so perfectly, but sometimes when it doesn't, the kind of, like, the air escapes, and there's a fart sound. So it's really quiet. You know, everyone's doing their work or not doing their work. And Dr. Brick goes, did you just flatulate? And in front of everybody. And of course, everybody dies. And I'm just torn between if I'm supposed to explain, like, no, it was my shoe, or should I just, like, ignore it because whoever heard it dealt it. I don't know. But I was very embarrassed in front of the whole class. And, like, I was scared to take another step. And that was, like, the most embarrassing moment at KO. What about you?
I can't say I've ever had anything that topped that moment. Yeah, KO is an interesting place. Stuff like that happens on the daily, right?
All the time, so don't worry about it. Just keep walking. Just keep walking. All right, so let's move on to our What the Heck is Going On segment. So what the heck was going on with the pep rally, Emma Henry?
Okay, so we're a prep school, right?
Right.
Which means we lack pep. What we lack in pep, we make up for in prep.
Right.
So we decided that we would have our first ever pep rally at KO. Now, we don't have a gym with bleachers because we don't do that. We don't do athletics here. So we had to do it in our theater, which was interesting. Yeah. I mean, I didn't really know what to expect, but what I didn't expect was our athletic director and our equipment manager screaming at us about spirit with a megaphone and a wooden KO logo around their neck with a chain.
Is it called a hype chain?
The hype chain.
Yeah, the hype chain.
Right? The hype chain.
I wonder where the hype chain is right now.
Like, I think Kosei took it home and refused to give it back to the students. That's the rumor. And then our athletic director did a cartwheel and I just kind of lost it. And I was like, I guess this is what public school is like.
I mean. Wait, and what was our slogan?
I've got spirit. How about you? We've got spirit.
Wait.
What about you?
What about you? That's right. It's ingrained in my mind now.
Yeah, so I really felt the pep that day.
Okay.
And although I'm off campus because I'm a cross-country runner. I felt the pep.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
You felt the pep.
Roiling off the Hewitt Field after that day.
All right.
Okay, so enough about KO. We're bringing this back to a general sense.
All right. If that could even happen.
So what time of year is it, Christina, currently?
Thanksgiving. Bok, 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 bok. Is that copyrighted? I'm not sure.
It's gobble, gobble, gobble.
Wait, I'm sorry. It's just gobble, 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 gobble. I'm sorry.
Gobble, gobble, yeah, gobble. This is our first episode, guys. Come on, cut us some slack.
Okay. So, do you have a fun dash crazy Thanksgiving fact?
This is so funny. This woman wrote angry letters to the U.S. presidents for like 17 years until they made Thanksgiving a thing. That's how irrelevant of a holiday Thanksgiving is.
And we still celebrate it, and we get a week off?
We get like 3 days off.
Okay, and we get 3 days off?
So basically, what I'm saying is, if you believe enough, write some angry letters, and maybe the future generations will get some school days off.
That's right.
So get writing, kiddos. Write those angry letters, and future generations will praise you instead of telling you, okay, Gen Z.
Okay, let's move on to some Thanksgiving trauma.
What's your Thanksgiving like, Christina?
Well, thing is, I'm Asian, and my parents never celebrated Thanksgiving. So when we came to America, they were like, huh, this is interesting. And we have godparents who do celebrate Thanksgiving, so we went over there once and we observed. We quietly observed. There's mashed potatoes, there's sweet potatoes, there's green beans, there's chicken, there's turkey, there's ham, there's pineapple. And so we took all this and we took it home. And of course, you know what my parents had to do? You know what they had to do? They had to Asian-fine it. So basically, one of the most traumatic things that ever happened on Thanksgiving was when I woke up one morning, rise and shine. Like Kylie Jenner says, rise and shine. Oh yeah, is that copyright? So I woke up one morning, shine and rise. And my family was stuffing the turkey with fish and scallops and shrimp because that's what they thought was correct. And you know, it was fine. We didn't really eat the turkey, but we love mashed potatoes. So we have a big bowl of that.
So you just stuffed a turkey full of seafood and then didn't even eat the turkey?
Yeah, because that's nasty. What about you? What about some trauma from Thanksgiving from you?
Trauma? You know, Thanksgiving has always been kind of like one of the lighter holidays for my family. We just like let random people kind of show up. And by random people, I don't mean like complete strangers. I mean, there's a couple of those who just kind of mingle their way in. But there's like over 40 of us. And most of it is my aunt's family. So my aunt is from Taiwan, right? Mm-hmm. So a good amount of her family will just like not speak English. Mm-hmm. At Thanksgiving, which is like totally cool, but yeah. It just makes it like our whole new level of chaos.
Right.
So when there's like something going down, like you need a translator. Like that's how many people.
Wait, who's the translator?
Usually my aunt is like in the kitchen trying to like figure out what the heck's going on.
Yeah.
Like we always have more than one turkey because that's how many of us are.
Wait, how many turkeys do you have?
Like two usually. Turkeys. Like one's deep fried.
Uh huh.
But when you deep fry a turkey though, in the next year you don't. People get big mad.
Wait, what? Wait, is it that good?
Yeah, deep fried turkeys are really good.
Wait, I'm trying to come over.
Yeah,
wait, hold on. Speaking of deep fried turkeys, do you deep fry? I saw at Sam's Club, there's this big turkey boiler that you could buy for like $100. And like, do you like fill that up with oil and like
deep fry it? Yeah, you just do it outside.
I wonder who would spend. Probably you. Your family. That's right.
Yeah,
no, because I remember.
We're keeping Sam's Club in business.
Right, because I was thinking the other day, I was in Sam's Club, I was like, when are you going to deep fry turkey or chicken that often that you would spend $100 on a massive fryer for that? But I guess your family, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad they found a niche in the market. Really, truly.
All right, guys. We know you're probably listening to this on the way to school because East of the River folk have nothing better to do while they're on I-84. And speaking of I-84, it's time for a little rant. They came out with a study on the worst infrastructure in America. Like, what segments of highways are the most congested? And Connecticut had, like, 4 of the top 10. Like that's how bad. Like, 84 was, like, number 4. Like, who is coming through Hartford? Absolutely no one. Like, I get Boston. I get LA. Like, yeah, there's a lot of people going through. But Hartford has no business being congested. Like, are we serious? Why did they decide to make it like an Indy 500 curve at like 50 miles an hour with a decline? Like, everyone knows that's never gonna work. Like, why did we hire an architect who doesn't understand grade to make our roads. That's what I want to know. They should just put it all underground instead of building the Dunkin' Donuts park. Because why did we need that? While we're ranting about I-84, we have a special guest. She knows what she's talking about because she drives it twice a day, every day, because KO is not a weekday commitment. It's a full week kind of commitment. So here we have our lovely guest and executive producer of the podcast, Isha Sohail.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me, Emma. It's not like I'm having you, like, for the first. Okay, anyways, so my rant about I-84. I have one story in specific, and I'm pretty sure that Madeline, Christina, and Emma have all heard it. But there was this one day, I want to say like a month or two ago, I was driving to school. You know, I had my, like, music playing. Like, it was all good. And as I'm driving down the highway, like, I hit traffic, which is expected. You know how it is. But it's, like, oddly slow today. Like worse than usual, and I'm like, what's going on? And then, like, you know, as, like, the cars keep going, and I, like, you know, me and my little black car, like, we're just, like, going along, I see two cars parked in the middle lane. The driver of the front car is screaming at the driver of the car behind them, and they got into a fender bender, and instead of being normal civilians who, like, got their driver's license for a reason, they they decide to park in the middle of I-84. And then, by the way, the traffic was fine after that. There was no traffic. You know, it was smooth sailing. But they parked instead of pulling over. So, to whoever issued their driver's licenses to them, I think that you should have your license taken away as well, because I was late to school that day. Was it because of my own time management? Yeah, but, like, also, somebody could have died. So, that's all I have for now.
Was this in the morning, Isha?
You bet it was in the morning.
Okay, because I literally witnessed the exact same event in the afternoon, and the two people were standing in between the cars as if their parked car would save them from being rear-ended and having their legs blown off in the event that someone just came barreling through because they're parked in the middle lane. I honestly think that every year, like, they should just, like, randomly confiscate Connecticut driver's license and make them get renewed, because there are some people who need to relearn how to drive.
Just like me.
Yeah, Christina has her driver's license, already needs it revoked.
Okay, so now that we're done with the rants, the traumas.
Yeah, we've cooled off a little bit.
Yeah, we're good now. We feel good now. Right now, we're going to play a game. This is competition, Christina versus Emma.
We're going to play OK Boomer.
So it's a game. Me and Emma will each get grandpa words, slang words that are very old, and we'll make it a game.
This is a big competition, because the winner will get to ask the loser to spill one of their deepest, darkest secrets on the air for all of our listeners' enjoyment, for their enlightenment, education, if you will. So it's real. All this right. We're not playing around. Right. We're putting on the big boy baller headbands.
All right, I'm super ready.
All right, so the rules of the game. I will ask one person to define a slang term. If that person gets it wrong, the other person has the chance to steal it and also guess. If both of you get it wrong, no one gets a point. And then if you steal it, you get a point. If the first person gets it correct, then they get a point. So we'll start off with Christina.
All right.
Christina, what is a happy cabbage?
So basically, happy cabbage refers to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory when all they had was cabbage soup for all days. And so basically what a happy cabbage means is that you are so, so happy with the minimal things in life that you are a happy head of cabbage.
All right, so I'm gonna steal this one. So a happy cabbage. So first, I'll define cabbage. So a cabbage is a young baby. Okay, so a young cabbage, you know, is a baby about 0 to 3 months old, an infant, if you will, with a very round face. So therefore, a happy cabbage is a young baby, an infant, a toddler maybe, who's not screaming. A happy cabbage. Madeline, was I right?
No. Okay. So that's no points for either one.
Neither one of you are correct. The correct answer is a happy cabbage is a large amount of money to be spent on things you want.
Whoa, wait a minute.
So a trust fund.
I think we're both going to have to spill secrets after this.
Probably. It's going to be zero, zero. Okay, all right, Emma, what is a pangwing?
How do you spell that?
P-A-N-G-W-A-N-G.
Penguin. I was told that this is a family podcast, so I'm supposed to keep this very clean, but to use a clean word, I would say it's a pain in the butt.
That is incorrect. Christina, would you like to steal?
So I think pain wing means, like, wing kind of sounds like wing. And when you think of wing, I think of chicken wing. So penguin is either, like, a flavor of chicken wing, or maybe it's, like, a chicken hurt its wing and can no longer fly. That's why chickens don't fly.
That is also incorrect. The correct answer is to live or go along cheerfully in spite of minor misfortunes.
So it's a verb?
I guess so.
So what you're saying is, oh, I just got a D minus on my math test, but I'm a penguin my way out of this classroom today? That does not sound correct. I think I would get written up for saying something like that.
Wait, can we start saying these terms and see if the boomers around campus?
Yes.
Know yeah. Mind?
Does penguin, like, mean penguin, like, waddle your way through life, penguin? Like, happy feet?
I don't think so.
Wait, that's really, so that'd be right?
Okay, so the scores right now are Emma 0, Christina also 0.
Woo!
The next one is for Christina. The banks closed. What does that mean?
The banks closed. Thank you.
That's incorrect. Emma, would you like to steal?
All right. The banks closed. It's when you keep asking someone for something repeatedly, and eventually they get so fed up with you that they just say, no, go home. The banks closed, Emma.
Okay. No. So the correct answer is kind of close. But it's, like, if someone were, like, trying to kiss you, you say, no, the bank's closed.
So I was right.
Nobody you weren't right.
You had the right idea.
Asking someone repeatedly, just give me a point.
Okay, fine.
Because I was the most correct.
Okay, so from now on, we're doing who's the most correct. So Emma won that round. Okay, Emma, your word is Twitter-pated.
Twitter-pated? Is kind of like constipated, but it's but it's exclusively after eating waterfowl, such as ducks, loons, or other kinds of aquatic birds. Thank you.
No. Christina, would you like to try it?
So I kind of agree that, like, kind of like constipated, but you know, like, when you have a meat sweat, it's kind of like that, but for, like, little birds.
I'm actually going to make the executive decision to not give any points on that one because the correct answer is love struck or foolish. Okay. Christina, your saying is tickety boo.
That's when you tickle your boo. Thank you. Emma, what do you think?
Tickety boo? Christina, that's peekaboo. Anyway, so it's like the spin-off version of peekaboo, but instead of just, you know, instead of it being a visual game, there's also tickling involved.
Tickle-boo.
You know,
yeah.
The babies like it. I mean, we don't have any, like, resident experts to check that one with.
All right, again, I am making the decision to not give any points. Because the correct answer is, like, if you say something's tickety-boo, that means, like, everything's good, everything's correct.
That is the opposite of what I thought tickety-boo was.
So
tickety-boo just sounds like you're mad at the world for no reason.
So if you said, like, oh, I just completed all my homework, everything's, like, tickety-boo, that means, like, everything's good.
Wait, that's really cute. I'm going to start using that now. I'm not going to lie. Like, instead of saying we Gucci, be like, we tickety-boo. Is boo, like
B-O-O?
Tickety-boo. T-I-C-K-E-T-Y-B-O-O.
Am I allowed to replace boo with another term of endearment?
No.
Like, what's tickety girl?
No.
Yes. I was going to pick up so many girls. Are we wrong? We're not wrong.
Okay. The next word is, Emma, this is yours. A canceled stamp.
A canceled stamp.
Yeah.
So it's a really... It's a very promising star, singing, dancing, acting, whatever you want, that was canceled because they decided to, you know, settle down, have a family, for other reasons maybe, but we're going to keep this a family podcast. But they became a canceled stamp because they were not going anywhere, and therefore they were void for traveling. As made no sense, but I'm confident in my answer.
Okay. All right, Christina.
So when you say, what did you say? Cancel stamp. I immediately think of Flat Stanley. And, like, he was canceled. I mean, man, oh, man. He squished himself, I think, by accident.
With a bulletin board.
Yeah, with a bulletin board.
He was, I'm the resident expert on Flat Stanley. So, Flat Stanley was in the middle of the night. He was sleeping, right? And a bulletin board fell on him, squishing him flat. And his brother was so scared, he tried to blow him up with a bike pump. Did not work. So, and so they're like, all right, like, it's just time to live our lives. So they turned him into a kite. They mailed him up. Because I went to third grade, Madeline.
Wait a minute.
What
was the hole that he...
And that's it from our resident expert on Flat Stanley. Okay. Back to you, Christina.
Thank you very much for that background knowledge. But yeah, when I think of canceled stamp, I just... It's the story of Flat Stanley.
Okay, so I guess Emma was closer, but it basically means like an introverted girl. So if you say like, oh...
I was kind of right.
You know,
she's like a star. Yeah.
She went to Hollywood. She packed her bags. She got there. And then she was like, you know what? I don't think this is for me.
I'm introverted.
She's like, I'm going to go home, settle down, start a family.
Yeah, so you were closer.
Yeah, what dang. I should.
What was the term?
Can I be the resident expert on boomers now? I think I deserve the title.
Okay, Christina. Mm-hmm. What is giggle mug?
A giggle mug is when you go to like a clay pot or someplace and you like paint on the pot and you make it a face and you... make a giggle.
I think I've actually been referred to as a giggle mug in my life, but it's so far back in the depths of my memory, probably at some kind of senior home that I don't even remember the name of, that I do not remember the exact definition of it, but I believe it's someone who's overflowing with laughter and they just can't stop. And therefore, they are the mug, and the hot liquid that is spilling out of this mug is the giggles.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm right.
That was
I
awesome.
Know I'm right, because I'm that the resident awesome. I'm the resident boomer expert.
Okay, so you were close until you talked about like the actual tea spilling out of the mug, but the answer Emma definitely wins. The answer is someone who's always smiling.
Oh. So I have been called a giggle mug before.
Yes.
All right, I'm glad to know.
Okay, Emma.
Yeah.
What is a wet sock?
A wet sock is the beginning of a party. So. For example, when I was in third grade, we went to a park with my third grade class. I'm not exactly sure what we were doing. I don't know why we decided to trek out to the Wickham Park, but we did, and it was raining. And as we were running around on the tennis courts, my socks got so wet that I decided to take them off. So I put one wet sock inside of the other wet sock and proceeded to run around with it, whipping other kids with it in, I'll use a family-friendly word, in the hiney with my wet sock. And I managed to convince not one, not two, but three PTA moms that I had two sticks of room temperature butter inside my sock and I was using it as a weapon. But it's just wet socks. So therefore, from iCarly, exactly. But these PTA moms were severely lacking in their Nickelodeon knowledge. So using personal context, some rhetorical analysis, thanks, Dr. Wayne, I would have to say that a wet sock is the beginning of a fun time.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm confident in my answer.
Okay, this is what I know a wet sock is. I'm ready. This is my moment to shine. So a wet sock is a person who's like a Debbie Downer. Like, man, why you gotta be such a wet sock? Like, get some dry ones, you feel me? And especially...
Can I change my answer?
No.
Come on. But it's just like when we went to Toba Tea and we were hiking up the mountain and like there was a lot of rivers we had to walk through and my socks got wet. Like that's just a downer. Like, but good thing I have like three extra pairs on me and I even gave one away.
Okay. Well, Christina was definitely closer, but what you were thinking of was a wet rag. It should give Christina the point for that one. But the definition of a wet sock is a weak handshake.
Oh.
Okay.
Really.
Emma, if I were to say you're the ginchiest, what am I saying to you?
Someone who's ginchy or the ginchiest is the equivalent of drinking a LaCroix in a plastic cup. Like, they've got it going on, but like the packaging is really just not there.
Okay, so this is what I think. If you're like Ginchy, like you're gimmicky. You sus. We don't like you.
You playing games.
Okay, Emma was the closest. So it's like to say like, oh, you're the Ginchiest is to tell someone that you admire their appearance or personality.
So that was the complete opposite of what I said, Madeline. I said a person has a great appearance or personality.
Appearance or personality. Right. You were closest.
I was saying a person's got a great personality, but like on the outside.
Okay, the last term. Christina, if I were to tell you to cut the grass, what am I telling you to do?
To cut the grass is basically to do your chores. Like, your mom comes home, she's like, cut the grass, take out the chicken, thaw it out, baby.
Okay, so cut the grass is like what the PTA moms of the boomer generation would say to their kids when the kids are giving them sass. Like, Jimmy, cut the grass. Like, what are you doing here?
Okay, Emma was actually completely correct. It just means to shut up. So you're right.
Oh my god. Dang, can I get my PhD in boomer slang?
Give her a point. Can I say something really fast? I had a really hard time finding actual boomer slang because a lot of the things that boomers say are things that Emma says. And I knew I couldn't use any of them. Because I know you, like, it was like, like, let's get hype. Like, I couldn't use any of it because Emma says all of that unironically. Yeah, that's like, that's a boomer origin. Okay, the winner of the game was Emma Henry. So, Christina, you have to spill a secret.
Wait, when I was in kindergarten one time, I didn't want to hear my annoying friend talk anymore, so I pretended to pick my ear and not hear her. And then she's like, why can't you hear me? I'm like, I'm picking my ear. And then she was like, wait, then how could you hear me when I asked you that question? And I was like, I have selective hearing.
So that's all the content we have today for you guys. Hopefully you found it funny. Maybe there was some education in there about boomer slang. Christine, you have any final thoughts before we close down this podcast?
Yeah, thank you so much if you made it this far. Like, good for you, man. Good for you. Also, talk to us about any feedback. Really, like, Emma and I really would appreciate feedback. We know we're not perfect. We're just awesome.
Have a good rest of your day, guys. Thank you, and I hope you enjoyed the first episode of the Wyvern Rundown.